The issue comes as U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is no longer returning wolves to the area on the Arizona-New Mexico border where they're being reintroduced. The new zone stretches from Interstate 10 all the way to I-40. Representative Bob Thorpe said he's heard complaints that ranchers are not getting the reimbursement they were promised when a wolf kills cattle.
They're subjecting the state of Arizona to a program that we didn't ask them to bring into the state. I don't believe that there was any approval in the governor's office at the legislature for this wolf program. So if they are subjecting the citizens of Arizona to this program, I want them to at least live up to their obligations.
He wants Fish and Wildlife to post a bond that state officials could use to reimburse ranchers. But Cherry Barrett, the agency's Mexican Wolf Recovery Coordinator, said all a rancher needs is proof a kill occurred by a wolf and not some other animal.
The canines, you can tell whether that was a coyote or a dog based on how big the mouth was. You can also look around to see what other tracks are in the area. And then how it's killed also varies considerably between a bear, a mountain lion, and a wolf.
Thorpe acknowledged the feds aren't going to simply give money to the state, saying it may take a fight all the way to the Supreme Court. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.